Do you feel crushed, under pressure from the changes going on in this world? Is your desperation greater than your fear? The journey to understanding what you're going through and your transformation starts now with Valerie Trujillo and her show, Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. During this show, get validation for what you're experiencing, and if you're ready, heal your wounds, gain control, and get the guidance to start making the changes that you've been afraid to make. Valerie is an empath, psychic, angelic energy healer and teacher, an artist, shaman, healer, sage practitioner, reverend, master oracle card reader, and a talented intuitive, who will also bring insightful conversations with other powerful healers, readers, and metaphysical store owners to your doorstep. Whether it's a spiritual connection, healing and learning, or connection to your metaphysical needs, you will feel the energy as you and Valerie connect with spirit for validation, insight, and inspiration. Ready to connect? Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle starts now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle. I'm Valerie Trujillo, and we're healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio. Connect with me every second Tuesday and fourth Tuesday of the month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain, where we will talk about things that will hopefully help you heal and maybe see life in a more profound way and open your eyes. Today, I want to talk about signs. I thought about the things going on, not just with the COVID deaths, but with death in general. And sometimes we feel like we're all alone, and we're not, and we just don't really pay attention. And I want to talk about the signs so you can open your eyes and you can pay attention and you can see how you're validated and you're shown you're not alone every single day. First of all, before I start with the signs, we need to know that signs, well, we all are energy to start off with. Our environment, everything has energy. Us people, each individual has energy. Animals have energy. Plants have energy. Trees have energy. Rocks have energy. Chairs have energy. Everything is connected. And a lot of people might not agree with that, but that's the way it is, because everything is made up of energy. If you look at quantum physics and how atoms and ions are in the system, in everything that we have, we cannot have those without in anything. So you have to have the energy. There has to be an exchange. And knowing that, you think about when you, the things you take for granted, like going outside, and you go outside and the sun is shining and you're looking outside and it's beautiful and you feel that the sun's rays hitting your face and it warms you up. The sun's connecting with you. It's giving you a sign of healing, of bringing positivity, of energizing you. Or maybe don't discount that gentle breeze, because it could be just the gentle breeze, or it could be a loved one letting you know they're there. Also, to other elements that connect with us that have energy are the wind, the cold. I like the rain, the gentle beating on the windowsill, how it makes the grass smell and the ground smell once it rains. It's wonderful. And that's the rain making its connection with us. And then snow. My favorite time of when it's in the winter when it snows is when it just finished snowing and everything is quiet. No more snow is coming down and it's still. And it looks, yeah, kind of just clean, just really pure. That's, to me, the snow making a connection and communicating with us. And the other side knows when we need a sign. And they'll give it to us. But if we're not paying attention, we might just miss it. And some can be some signs can be so subtle you don't recognize them because you take them for granted as things that happen every day. Take flickering lights. Yeah, sometimes it could mean that the lights are getting ready to go out. But then think about it. Do they just flicker when you're around them? Or do they flicker with everybody? Same thing when you're in your car. You know, you turn your car on and the radio flashes. Things you don't expect. Strange electrical occurrences. And some of them can be from people in general. If your energy is connected to, or not connected to, but your one of your gifts is being connected with electrical. And your emotions, good, bad, or indifferent, when heightened, affect the electrical things around you. That is a gift. And my daughter has that. So when she gets really emotional, internet goes off, cell phone goes off, she loses messages, all kinds of different things. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about specifically when you get a sign. And it doesn't happen to everybody, and it'll just happen to you. Or you can be sitting on your laptop and all of a sudden it'll flash. Think about what you're thinking about when these things are happening. What's going on in your life? Think also too about things that defy the odds. Things that you don't nobody expects. Like you losing something and then you find it somewhere else in the room and you know darn well you didn't move it and there's no one in the house right now, so nobody moved it. So what sign is that? Pay attention. Also too, another way of getting signs is in our dreams. Dreaming about deceased loved ones visiting us. Those are signs. They're letting us know that we're not alone. And they come to us through dreams because they have sometimes something specific for us. But they're always with us and they let us know in different ways. It could also be too that in those dreams we get guidance, reassurance, and that's also good too to help. Also too, things I want to talk about signs would be spirit animals. As a shamanic practitioner, I connect with a lot of spirit animals. I still live kind of in the city, so I don't have the opportunity to be around nature as much. So I connect with spirit animals through journeying. And as any shamanic practitioner knows that it's everything's a lesson and you heal and you forgive and the animals help you with that. And each animal means something different when it comes to your guidance, when it comes to how they validate you. Also to your spirit guides. They connect with you. Everybody has a spirit guide. We all connect with spirit. And your guides can be past family members, friends, ancestors, from other, you know, generations down, or it can be, and this might sound outlandish to some people, but from previous lives, where you have ancestors from previous lives that you've had, that you connected to someone there. They chose to be your guide now. And then there's the angels, the archangels, and your guardian angels. They all leave you signs. And last but not least would be loved ones, deceased, and that includes animals. They touch us all in creative ways. They don't quit. And if you pay attention, you'll notice specific things. They use birds. They use deer. They use butterflies. They use different pictures. They use slogans. They use billboards, magazines, coins, rainbows. They use license plates. And again, strange electrical occurrences, things that defy the odds, and dreams. And let's not forget numbers. They connect it to us through all these things. And a lot of it, you have to remember, it comes with timing. What's going on in your life when you get the sign? How are you connecting? The repetition, the numbers 11, 11, 10, 10, 12, 12, 4, 4, 4. Go to angelnumbers.com and they have all the different kinds of numbers that you can think of and what they mean. And like I said, they're very creative. Again, I go on shamanic journeys for most of my animal totems, but you can walk and see them coming out your door and just take for granted that they're there. We don't want to try to discount those things because they mean something to us. And you want to walk in nature where you can not just ground but meet animals. Right now, you're listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will explore more about this fascinating subject with signs. And I will talk a little bit more about the repetition. See you in a minute.
Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrienne Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrienne or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
We're back with Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And I'm Valerie Trujillo, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. And I've been talking about signs. In the first segment, I talked about how everything is connected with energy and the different types of ways we get signs, specifically the who's. And we need to remember to stay open and to pay attention, not to take for granted the signs that we get. This information is timeless. It's always relevant. It's never going to disappear or go away. You're always going to have that or want that connection, because people always die. Animals always die. The angels aren't going anywhere. Spirit guides, spirit animals, they're not going anywhere. They're here. So we have all those connections. Right now, we're going to talk about signs from angels, from our archangels, or the archangels and our guardian angels. Most predominantly of all the angels, we're going to talk about archangels, because they're the only realm that has permission to directly connect with us. And then our guardian angels are archangels. And most people have one archangel, and some have many more. And you have many more sometimes at one given time, because you need some guidance or healing or just a reminder that you're not alone. I personally have four. Right now, Metatron works with me. I have Archangel Michael, I have Uriel, and I have Gabrielle. And in the past, I've had Ezekiel. So it just depends on what you're needing at that time. The angels are just as creative as our deceased family members and pets. They reach us through music. That's one of the biggest ways they reach us, giving us music, because music is the universal language that lifts up your spirits, the universal way to connect you, and they take total advantage of that, which is awesome. They also use television. You can be thinking about something, and then somebody on the television answers your question, and you're like, was that for me? No, that wasn't for me. Yeah, it was for you. Sometimes other people talking either to you or around you while you're thinking about something can answer a question. And you're going to be like, you're in the headlights, and they're going to look at you like, what's wrong? And they're like, oh, nothing, and walk away. That's happened to me in the past. Also, the angels, the archangels, and the guardian angels will talk directly to you. I've had many instances where I'm driving in my car, thinking about something, and I'll hear a resonating yes or no in the backseat, or don't do it. Sometimes they even talk to me, turn left, turn right. And it's sometimes intuitive, where you feel like, I need to go this way, and I don't know why. That's also a sign, because they're letting you know you have this urge and you can't fight it. And sometimes, okay, in the beginning, you might fight it. I did. And I paid the price. Just an example is being told, don't spend the last $5 in your pocket. And you don't listen, you spend it. And then you find out when you get home, you needed it. You're like, shoot, I spent that $5 on something I really didn't need. Now I know better. And I'm going to listen to my guides. I'm going to listen to them. Another way they talk to us is through numbers, sequences, repetition. 1111 or 111, 1212, 555, 444. Go to angelnumbers.com. Again, they show all the sequences of numbers and tell you what they mean. Another really cool way to connect with us is through colors. Colors represent a lot of angels. I specifically work with angels in my shamanic and angelic healing practice, and they all represent different colors to me. Metatron is an amethyst or purple. Raphael is emerald green. Michael is electric blue. Gabrielle is crystalline white. Uriel is ruby red. And then I connect with the angelic realm, which is gold. And I connect with the crystalline grid of the earth, which is crystal, white crystal too. So there's all sorts of different colors that represent the angels, the different ones. One that I can remember right because of Valentine's Day is Chamuel, pink. Because you think of cherubs and you think of Valentine's Day. There's plenty of other ones. I just don't know them by heart. It's just so many to memorize. But they connect with us. And they let us know that they're there. They let us know when they want us to pay attention to something. Big example of music. I was starting my business and I'm asking them, okay, I'm going to start the business. I'm going to do what you're telling me to do. What am I going to name this business? I have no idea what to name this business. Didn't get an answer right then and there. Didn't expect an answer right then and there. So I'm going about my day, going to my regular job, and I turn the radio on and this song comes out that resonates with me 150%. It's Crystal Blue Persuasion by Tommy James and the Shondells. If you've never heard it, you need to listen to it. It's totally me and how I feel about healing, about our consciousness, about waking up. And it was the perfect song for me. Then we did numerology on it. And I think it's Crystal Blue Oracle. I can't remember, but it has something to do with either the .com or the LLC. And it made the total number 9. So we were flabbergasted, my daughter and I. So it's okay. It's like, okay, this is cool. This song, whenever I'm feeling not so courageous or not motivated or maybe not believing in myself that much this particular day or whatever, that song will come on the radio. It'll come on. I listen to Pandora pretty much all the time, not the radio. So it'll come on. And I don't plan it. I don't expect it. And it's not always on the same channel. So it's like, okay, I got it. I feel better now. And by the time that song is over, I am on cloud 9, feeling wonderful. My vibration is completely raised again. And I'm not letting anything keep me from being my happiest self. So they connect with us in those ways. They also, like I said before, they connect through the television. A lot of people that I've done readings for, I'll tell them, do you sit and think about something on you're watching television and you're not telling anybody, but television answers your question and you're like, that wasn't for me. And they're like, yeah, I think I'm crazy. I'm like, no, you're not crazy. You're getting signs. If you're getting signs on billboards, pictures, animals, they're giving you signs, but you're not paying attention. You're taking for granted that it doesn't mean anything, but you need to pay attention to what you're thinking about at that time, about what's going on in your life at that time. What kind of guidance do you need at that time? What does that represent to you? And look it up. And then you'll be, okay, I get it. I believe a little bit more now. And you'll start seeing all the signs show up all the time. I'm a true believer in signs. A true believer that everything happens for a reason. So when I get a sign, I don't discount it. I wouldn't have gotten as far as I am now spiritually in my path if I ignored the signs, if I didn't listen to spirit. So I make sure that when they tell me to do something, no matter how uncomfortable it is, I do it, because when you're comfortable, you're not learning, you're not growing. You have to get out of your comfort zone because you have so many talents, so many things that you can do that you don't do because you don't feel comfortable doing them. Everybody has what we like and what we don't like. But when you think about it in a spiritual sense of, it's not about me and my ego, it's about helping, it's about being there for people, then the signs start becoming more clear because you're looking at things a different way. You want to make sure that when you get the signs, that you thank them. So, well, thank you. Talk to your ancestors, to your guides. Say, guides, I don't know what I'm doing right now. I need something from you to remind me not to flip out, not to go crazy, not to act, to sit still. And that's what you need to do, is sit still and relax. You could hear them talk to you. They'll bring you a peaceful presence, a warmth, or a hug for all essential purposes. It's a hug, but it's energy, and you can feel it. You want to make sure that you don't discount those things, because those things aren't, they're not just happening to distract you, and they're not just happening because you are listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm Valerie Trujillo. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating subject of signs. Also, connect with me on crystalblueoracle.com or crystalblueoracle@yahoo.com if you want to email me. We'll see you in a minute.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Hi everyone, I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
We're back with Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. And I'm Valerie Trujillo, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. We just got done talking about angels, archangels, and guardian angels and the signs that they give us. And now I want to talk about one that is specifically special to me. They're all special, but this one, because I have this too. We all have deceased loved ones, be they human beings or animals. And we all go through grief, okay? But I'm a firm believer that once you find the connections that your loved ones are giving you to let you know that you're not alone, that they're still around, that they validate what's going on in your life, and that when you really need a sign from them, they'll give it to you, you're going to be just a little bit lighter. It doesn't mean the grief's going to go away. And I'm not discounting anybody going through grief. I've gone through it myself. It's just that my mom's been gone since 2004. And she's with me every day. We communicate all the time. I'll just wait till you hear. You need to think about what connects you to your deceased loved ones when they were alive. Was there a food they made, music that they liked, art that they made, or things that they created, animals? Did they like certain types of animals or have material symbols? Like there was a particular pipe or a vase, you know, anything like that. You need to think about those things. I particularly think that we do our best to honor our loved ones when we remember what they taught us, not so much the material things, but the things that they taught us. But the messages from the material things are, to me, are fantastic, because they validate that I'm not alone and that love is always going to be there. You can also ask them for signs and be specific about it. Your signs can be outlandish, if you like. Tell them, I want a panda bear. I want to see a panda bear. And your idea of seeing a panda bear might be real life, but their ideas are more creative, because if they can't bring you a live one, they're going to bring you pictures of panda bears. When you turn the TV on, there's going to be shows with nothing but panda bears on them. There's going to be news with panda bears. There's going to be Facebook with panda bears. Any social media will have them. That's how they do it. They get creative with those things. You can also say, I want to see an elephant. Same thing will happen. Bus will drive by. There's a slogan of with an elephant on it. You know, you never know what they're going to do. They get very, very creative. Also, too, with food, I have the ability to be able to taste something from a loved one, and there's nobody there, and I'm not eating anything. I do that a lot with my mom and my sister, with the food that they make. And my mom made enchiladas with chili piqui, and if you don't know what that is, look it up. Hot. I mean, you couldn't taste anything after eating my mom's enchiladas because it killed your taste buds. But that's how she liked them. That's how she made them. So once in a while, I'll get that taste in my mouth. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, I know you're here, Mom. Find another way. Sometimes it would be my sister making tortillas. As a Mexican, we make the tortillas with what's called manteca. As someone who comes from a household with diabetes and high blood pressure in my family, my mom made them with canola oil or vegetable oil. So manteca, tortillas made with manteca had a specific taste and they're delicious. Well, I'd get that taste in my mouth. Like I'm eating a tortilla that she made and I'm not eating those tortillas. I don't eat those tortillas specifically because of my health. And I'll know she's around. With my material symbols, it could be blankets. It could be, well, let me give you a perfect example. My mother, she crocheted and I knitted and I sewed, but she taught me how to crochet. So instead of, and I have a few of her blankets that she made, but those are mostly for my kids because I have the talent and I make blankets all the time. Well, I used to. I haven't had too much time lately, but I have to get back into it. It's just finding that time. There's just so much that has changed. You have to remember what they taught you. I hear constantly my mom's voice when someone tries to make me feel bad, or if I am not conforming to their reality and they're trying to make me feel uncomfortable about it, I hear her voice. Don't let yourself. She would always tell me that. Don't let yourself. And I'll hear that voice and it reminds me, it's like, that's my mom is telling me, don't let myself, and I need to be strong. What the heck am I doing? I came from strong stock. I don't need to be weak in this way. And I won't. So they will give you signs, specifically with your relationship with them. My cousins, they have had a wonderful relationship with their mom, and she made these awesome dishes that they remember and they cook all the time. And they let us know through social media that, yeah, this is hers and this is what she made. And those things are awesome because they bring you peace and happiness to know you're sharing those things and you're honoring that relationship. Other things that we do when it comes to your deceased loved ones, don't discount the music because it could be their favorite song. Like mine for my kids and my grandkids. That connects me with them. So when they were little, was You Are My Sunshine. And some people have that particular song or other songs. I've been doing readings where a song will come into my head and I'll tell the client, they're telling me to tell you this. And they'll look at me, yeah, that was their song. Well, they're here and they're letting you know you're not alone. Other ways that they also connect us is, again, through the material symbols, their favorite things. Like I said earlier, a pipe. Even though nobody smokes it anymore, you smell pipe all the time and the pipe is right there and it's not lit. You know, so something like that. Or having an old car and just fixing it after that person's passed away will bring you much joy and happiness because you might have finished it and it connected you with that person. And they're watching you, they're letting you know, hey, I'm right here with you. I may not be touching it, but I'm reminding you, you need to do this. Don't forget that. And we discount those things too. The reminders of what we need to do. Like I said before, ask him for signs. Ask him for validation. It might not come right away. And then again, it might. Or it might take a day or two. You got to give them some time, because if they have to be creative to give us what we want and to let us know we're not alone. I'm going to talk now about my experiences with my deceased loved ones. Specifically my mom. She passed away and I was with her. I held her hand and I said goodbye. And it was hard, but I knew at that time she was going to a better place. I knew that I didn't have to worry about her being in pain anymore, her hurting anymore, her being afraid of dying or not knowing. And she literally connected with me from the other side, letting me know that I wasn't alone. But before we talk about that, I want to make sure you know how to contact me. Crystalblueoracle.com is my website. Crystalblueoracle@yahoo.com is my email address. And this is Valerie Trujillo, Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe, and taking responsibility for it. And we're on the Transformation Talk Network. Hang on for this last part. There's some personal stuff that I've gone through with family members and friends and the way they connect with me and say goodbye. See you in a minute.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga when success feels easy. Every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Hi, we're back. This is Valerie, and we're Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, Healing as a Tribe and Taking Responsibility for It on Talk Transformation Talk Radio. If you're interested in a healing or in a reading, you can go to my website, crystalblueoracle.com, or email me at crystalblueoracle@yahoo.com. I was about to talk to you about my mom and the signs she's given me after she passed. About a week after she passed, I was on my way home, and I was about 3 or 4 minutes away from the house, and a song came on the radio. This is the first time I'd ever heard it, and it must have just released, but it made me start crying because then I knew my mom was okay. It's called Heaven by Los Lonely Boys, and it was just reminded me of my mom, and it was awesome. And then maybe about a week after that, I'm on my way home going through the back road, and there's nobody on this road. It's just me by myself, and it's a country road. So I'm going slow, listening to the radio, and then my phone rings. Didn't think nothing of it. Picked up my, and it's a cell phone. So I picked up my phone, looked at it, and I have ID for everything. If it's not ID'd on my phone, if I don't have your number, and it says unknown, I don't pick it up. If it's that important, you will leave a message. So my mom's ID came up, and I'm looking at it like, oh boy, okay, am I going to do this or not? I said, I'm going to do this. So I come to almost a stop, and I answer the phone, and I said, hello, mom. And there's static on the other end, nothing but static. And I didn't hear her voice, and I let it play just a little bit, and I said, you know, mom, I get it, you're okay, and I love you, and I'm okay too, we're all going to be fine, and I love you, and I'm so glad you were able to reach me. And then I hung up, and I never got any more calls. That was big for me. That was a huge validation. And a few years after she died, I mean, I would just constantly smell this nastiest perfume that she loved. It's called Taboo. It gave me a headache. But when I smelled it, I knew it was her. I finally asked her, mom, give me something else, please. So now she gives me, her, my grandma, and my great-grandma give me pennies, rainbows, and it's on constantly all the time. I had a specific visitation from my mother, a sign. Her and my grandma and my abuelita, I needed a healing, an emotional healing to let go of something from the past. And they all three came to me in a journey, and they did a healing on me. My great-grandma told me that she was thankful for what I was doing because in her time, they couldn't do it. It was taboo. And my grandma too. And they all left after the healing, the journey was over. And for a full week, I'd get in my car, and in the passenger side, if you're sitting down, the seatbelt flashes. Well, I had my purse on the seat all the time. But this particular week, it kept going off all the way to work, all the way home. And I realized it was my mom sitting with me. She felt the need to be there to let me know I'm not alone through this healing, that it was okay to experience it. So after that 1 week, and after I went through the healing, because I was also going through my shamanic practitioner stuff that happened, and I felt a lot better about it, and it just made me feel that much more validated for what I'm doing and the road, the path that I'm on. Another person who passed, my sister, she died before my mom. And again, like I said, she made those tortillas, just awesome tortillas. And she visited me the night she died. Went to my mom's, went to bed. And no sooner did I go to bed than she put her hand on my forehead and she let me know she was there. And I told her, okay, what do you need from me? And she said, I need you to help my husband and my kids through this, the funeral, the obituary, all of this stuff, the people, everything, and the service, all of it. I said, okay, I'll be there for them in however, whatever capacity they need me. You don't have to worry. And I was with them the whole time. And then when I went home, I fell apart and had my own mourning and grief session. But she did connect with me, and it was so validating because she's my biggest, my older sister. Another person who passed away from me was my first love. We were 3 years old, okay? His name was Marty, and we used to say to each other, we'd run outside and sing. I'd say, Marty, Marty, my love. Or he'd scream out, Valerie, Valerie, my love, come and play. And we would play. Well, then eventually he moved with his family. And then I saw him as an adult and we were friends. And then a few years back, we connected again and spent a lot of time together. He came to visit in Colorado. And we spent, I think, pretty much the whole summer visiting one another and just hanging out. And in April, about a week before my birthday, his sister called me to let me know he was in a motorcycle accident. And the next day she told me that they had to unplug him because he wasn't going to survive. So I did my own astral projection to the hospital, and I was with him, and I walked him through crossing over. It took him about a week to really, maybe almost two, to really transfer, to really make the transition. And I even did a reading for him in my home with his spirit there. And I asked him, when you cross over, you need to let me know. And he said, how? And I said, well, lilies, that's my favorite flower. And he said, okay, lilies. I would see Camaros though everywhere, and that was his favorite car, but I wanted lilies. So this one weekend I was in shamanic class, and we had to take flowers to have a ceremony, and three people, I kid you not, brought lilies about the size of a 50-cent coin, two of them, and the other one about the size of my hand. So I knew he was okay. And he talks to me too daily. So I know I'm not alone. Another one would be one of my boyfriend's brothers passed away. And my mom and I were driving by A&W root beer stand in where I grew up. And he was walking inside and he turned around, and my mom and I both looked, and he turned around and waved to us like, hi, or bye. And little did we know it was bye. And we're like, okay, what's going on? We never saw him, didn't talk to him really that much. And he never made it a point to connect to me that way. So within 5 minutes, we were home from shopping or whatever we were doing. And my aunt came over and said that he had died. And I said, when? About an hour ago. And says, no, he couldn't have. We just saw him. And of course, nobody said anything about it, but that was him saying goodbye. So everyone has this ability to connect to your family members. Don't discount it. Remember, you are always with them and they're always with you. I want to thank you for being with me. I feel very blessed to have been here with all of you, and I thank you. I want to invite you to the next show, which I'm probably going to be doing on my relationship with the Oracle cards, and I will probably do some readings. So look forward to seeing you then. Don't forget to connect with me, crystalblueoracle.com, crystalblueoracle@yahoo.com.
Thank you for listening to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. Tune in next time for more powerful conversations spiritually crafted to jumpstart your healing journey so you can own your spiritual gifts. And in turn, shed that light on the people around you so they can do the same. Embrace the confusion, the fear, the strength. Let go of your limiting beliefs. Your healing is in your hands, and it's time to take action. Find your tribe, heal together, in love and light. For more information about Valerie and her services, visit crystalblueoracle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.